Craw, Hiram A., Healdsburg, California. March 2, 1904. Dear Brother Craw, I have received and read your letter. Thank you for writing. I feel that I but fulfilled my duty in asking you to use the Master's entrusted capital in his own work. I have often asked our brethren to invest means in this way. When brought into strait places for want of money with which to advance the work, I have borrowed money from my brethren and gone to work. Thus we labored in Australia, and those brought into the truth by this means are now bringing in their tithe to support the work in new fields. Thus the Lord's money is kept in circulation, and the gospel message is proclaimed to those waiting to hear it. The knowledge of the truth makes them happy, and instead of speculating with their means or purchasing land and houses, they invest it in the work of soul saving. The Lord desires his people to increase in spirituality, in self-denial, in self-sacrifice. Beside all waters, they are to sow the seeds of truth, remembering that it is God who gives the increase. Wherever they are, whatever they are doing, they are to exemplify in their lives the truth that brings salvation, that they may be a praise in the earth. There are those who are willing to take the burden of presenting the truth to the people. But it is necessary that means be furnished, that the willing hearts and hands may be employed in cooperation with God. Thus the work of the Lord is to be carried forward. It is not to stand still or go backward. God has given to every man his work. His laborers are to be a pure, holy, sanctified people. By an unselfish use of their means and by earnest efforts, they are to let the light of truth shine forth to those in darkness. Our publications are to be circulated, and the message of truth is to be proclaimed from the pulpit and from house to house. Thus converts will be added to the church, and the working forces will be strengthened. If those who profess to be saved through the sacrifice of Christ were indeed workers together with God, they would reach a much higher standard. They would become partakers of the divine nature and would leave the lowlands of selfishness and worldliness for the heights of spiritual power that God desires them to reach. By cooperation with Christ, they would gather a rich harvest of souls. Just before his ascension, Christ gave his disciples their commission. "Go ye therefore," he said, "and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world." Matthew 28, verse 19, 20. This commission is the great missionary charter of Christ's kingdom. The disciples were to work earnestly for souls, raising up churches in every place. They were not to wait for the people to come to them. They were to go to them. They were to use every means in their power to gather in other workers. We today are to labor as earnestly as the disciples labored for the salvation of perishing souls. This is our day of trust. The work entrusted to those who profess to believe the truth means much, very much, to them. We are God's instrumentalities. Upon those who have had greatest light, the greatest opportunities rest the heaviest obligations. Their light, their opportunities, their gifts are to be used constantly in the service of the Master. They are to put their entrusted means out to usury by investing it in the work of soul saving, bringing to Christ those who in turn will consecrate their means and their abilities to Him. Do we realize that all we have is lent us by God? Ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are His. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19-20. All that we have is the Lord's. It has been lent to us for wise investment. Were it our own, we might be justified in exercising a discretionary power as to its use. But it belongs to God, and to Him we are accountable for the way in which it is used. God calls upon all, from those in the most lowly station to those occupying conspicuous places in His service, to remember that He holds them responsible for the use they make of their entrusted gifts. They are to work for Him, withholding nothing, trading diligently on the pence and pounds placed in their hands, putting forth unwearied and successful effort. Who will venture to trifle with His responsibilities? Who will venture to squander or hoard His means? God expects every believer to do his best. Christ has a right to the service of those whom He has redeemed. We are His stewards saved by grace and entrusted with talents to be increased and returned to the Lord. According to the amount bestowed will be the returns expected.
I'm not writing this for you alone. I wish you to read it to others. Let it be read in the church of which you are a member. It may be that some who hear will be led to come up to the help of the Lord, to give something for the advancement of His work. My brother, I have no desire to specify your duty. Go to the Word for yourself, and learn from it the relation in which you stand to God and His work. Ask yourself how you are using His entrusted gifts. I do not want to press you to do something which you have no light that you should do. But my work has been outlined before me. One phase of this work is to present before our church members their obligations to God. When a new field is to be opened, I am to present to those who have means the needs of this field, asking them to help. I was referred to you as one who might have some money to lend, and therefore I wrote to you. I will not urge you to lend me money, but will just lay the facts before you, and will ask you to do what the Lord impresses you to do. I must follow the directions given me. I must call for means for the advancement of the Lord's work. I desire to call your attention to the work to be established in Washington. I must see the work started there. No extravagance must be seen in the establishment of the carrying forward of this work. There is to be no needless display in the buildings erected. In every respect, these buildings are to be in harmony with our faith. Will you not read this letter, and the one already sent you, to the believers within your reach, asking them to help in establishing the work in Washington? Will you not unite with me in collecting means for this work? I am at present attending the Pacific Union Conference meetings. I am suffering from a severe cold, but last Sabbath the Lord gave me freedom in speaking to a large congregation in the church here. I hope to be able to speak several times before the meeting closes. Hoping to hear from you soon, I am your sister in Christ.